You are listening to the Movie Cheer Podcast, the best place for movie topics and blockbuster discussions. Welcome to Movie Cheer Town.
Hey, it's me, AP, aka Mr. Movie Cheer, and welcome back to another edition of Quick Topics, the show where I run through different types of movie-related topics, physical media, and just a bunch of questions. I just go through little different quick topics, as usual, and just answer as many and just deep dive into them. And I usually ramble on these intros as well, so I'm doing the same again. But yeah, let's get into it. So I've got six topics, as always, for this episode, ladies and gents. Let's get into them. So the first topic I wanted to discuss is, will DVD prices rise in the future? Why DVD? Well, first of all, you can see if you're watching the video version of this episode, I've got, you know, a lot of DVDs in the cabinet here beside me. I'm a big DVD fan. I think it's a great format. And, you know, it's one of them where, I discuss DVD a lot on the channel. And it's a format I really enjoy. And will DVD prices rise in the future? So why did I think of this topic? Because I think as I look at other physical media formats, I look at stuff like LPs, you know, records. Over time, they rise in price. I think, you know, you get collectible ones. And I think, obviously, over the past, like, probably 10, 15 years, we've seen an interest in buying records, you know, sort of, like, amp up a lot more. And I think that's happening with CDs a lot now over the past few years as well. I do think some formats probably just don't kind of do get like forgotten in time. I've not really looked, maybe I'm wrong, but I would say like tapes are not really a format that would be like a format that would rise in price, maybe because of the quality of them, they just don't hold up. I might be wrong. I may be completely wrong there. I'd probably say that that's just my estimation of what tape, like when I say tapes, I mean like, you know, music tapes. But yeah, will DVD prices rise in the future? So I think it will be something where certain DVDs will rise in the future. I think it's going to come to a point in time where, you know, there's less and less demand for DVD as a format. And I think maybe not so much less of demand. I think it'll be a case where the companies are just, you know, more focused on streaming, and you won't get as many releases on DVD and physical media formats. But looking at DVD mainly, I think maybe obviously we'll get 4K releases for some movies. But I think over time, you know, I'm saying like maybe like 20, 30 years time here. I'm not saying the next 5 years. But I think when that comes to be then, I think certain DVDs will rise in price. And I don't think it's going to be like your ones, like your Marvel DVD standard releases, your Disney's. I think it's going to be like more, just like movies that are kind of a bit more harder to find on DVD, or that maybe like pop. I was thinking about what type of movies. I think like movies like a movie like a Backdraft, something like that, or like I'm trying to think. I've got a few in the collection here, like a, I don't know, like a Kelly's Heroes maybe, or a, I don't know, a Hook, Escape, like Escape to Victory. It's a popular movie, but it's not super popular. I think there's going to be, I think maybe them selections are wrong, but I think there's going to be certain movies that are maybe the less prints, less releases of that particular movie. And I think them ones will be the ones that rise in price more. I think like your Disney collections, your Marvels, probably the Star Wars, they're going to always be relatively low price. That would be my theory on that. I think that'll be the case where you'll get a lot of them like movies that are harder to find. Like I said, lower runs of releases on a particular movie that'll have more of a rise in price. And I think as well, when you get certain editions here, like I've got a director's cut of Stargate here, and this is like a special edition, it was released years ago, and it's got like this, like you know, you make it into a pyramid. I've shown it on the channel before. I think like special editions of DVDs will rise in price as well. Again, I think it's gonna be down to what the print run for that particular movie was and for that particular release. But I do think they'll rise in price. I think you see it in VHS now. VHS are going up in price. I see it a lot. I think as well, do you know, I think another one where DVDs will rise in price is music concert DVDs. I think, you know, if you get like a Kiss concert, or I don't know, like a Bon Jovi, I'm trying to think of random, but I think if you get like a Queen at Wembley, like a special, like a release of that, I think DVD releases like that, maybe the ones that go up in price. And I see it as well because I'm a fan of wrestling. I think sports stuff like wrestling DVDs, because they are, you know, especially WWE now, they're not doing the physical releases at this moment in time. They've stopped doing them. So I think they will rise in price over time. So some of them are quite hard, are going up in price as it is at this moment in time. So I think over time, stuff like that will definitely rise in price. So yeah, I think certainly certain DVDs will rise in price over time for sure. So the X-Men 97 animated show released a trailer this past week, and I've got to say, I didn't really watch the original show. I've probably seen the odd episode here and there, but I never watched it. I know a lot of people really like that show when it was out in the 90s. And now, we're like 30 years later, they're doing a Disney Plus continuation of that show. And they released the trailer this week. And like, I watched it and I thought, man, I tell you what, that is a killer trailer. For an animated show, really looks great. I think what, to me, it looks interesting because obviously it was a kid's show originally, but it feels like the kind of like, looking at it and it's like this is 30 years later, then people who were watching that show as a kid and now in like the late 20s, the 30s, the 40s, or maybe, you know, later or maybe younger. But I think it looked to me like the trailer, the continuation was great, but I feel like they're trying to do like a more adulty tone to this animation, which looks great. And I think it's similar to what they've done with that Masters of the Universe Revolution TV show on Netflix. I think because that was obviously a continuation of the original He-Man show, which was very, you know, like a kid's show, but they kind of like took it and made it a bit more adult friendly. And this looks like it, what they're doing here with this X-Men show. I thought it looked phenomenal. It really did really intrigue me to watch it, and kind of would make me want to watch that original show as well, to just kind of like see that first and then watch the continuation of it as well. So honestly, for a trailer, I think it looks exciting. I think this is what Disney Plus and Marvel, well, Disney Plus, Marvel, and with the Star Wars stuff, should focus more on with Disney Plus. And rather than doing, I think the live action TV show of Marvel is great, but I think really, you know, throw out loads more animated shows like this, but high quality animation, and people will watch it. I think this is great. This is good, what you want to see from Marvel. And then you've got the movie front, it's totally different, but again, more excitement. So yeah, I think it looks great. I love the, there's the whole, like, the characters looked amazing, the story they're kind of, like, telling with the show, and the sort of, like, teasing for the show looks really brilliant. So I think it looked a brilliant trailer. I'm definitely going to be checking out X-Men 97 for sure. What is the best portable movie device I have ever owned? Which one is, in my opinion, is the best portable movie device of all time? Well, I will say, for me, you know, there's plenty I've had over the years. I've used a laptop to watch movies on the go. I think I've had a PSP at one point. I didn't really use it that often, but for movie watching, but you could obviously get them, is it the UMDs at the time? I will say though, my favorite portable movie device, I think for a lot of people would probably be the same, but the ones that you used to have for cars, so you'd be sitting in the back as a kid and you'd have like the flip up screen with the DVD player in, you just like open it up, you put it in, you get your little controller and you'd be able to watch that. I mean, that was like, as a kid, we used to do like family journeys to Butlins, Pontins, Haven and stuff like that. And I remember like going down to the likes of like Minehead and Skegness, and from Movie Chair Town, it's a good 4 or 5 hour journey to them places. And I remember it, like, obviously when I was like maybe four or five doing them journeys, and I'd have no entertainment. It would just be sitting in the car. Kids nowadays don't know that. They just, you know, they've got the iPhones, the tablets, all this, and it'd just be, you'd be sitting in the car, like, back in my day, son, we didn't have any of that. But yeah, it's true, like, you know, you'd sit in the car. But then I suppose when I got to like teenage years, then we'd have the portable DVD players more, which was really cool, and it made journeys so much easier. In fact, you know, I'd go down and I'd have a bunch of DVDs with me and just watch all my movies and stuff going in the back of the car, and it was so cool. And then obviously I'd use that in, like, if we were in a caravan or in a chalet or something like that. It was awesome. I used to love it. I thought it was great. And the only drawback with them, I used to find, with the one I had in particular, if you kind of like were in the car sometimes and if you hit a bump, it would like kind of like hit, the disc would rattle, and then it would sometimes stop playing. So then you'd have to go back in and like restart it and stuff like that. But I mean, it was a small price to pay to to watch a movie in the car, and I it was great. And I think another thing as well, I suppose now you have more like better headphones, were a bit like noise cancelling headphones. You could hear the car, so you'd have to have it up to the max, and you could still hear the noise, the traffic outside as well. But yeah, for me, having them portable DVD players were really cool. I mean, you look at it now, and the screens are like the minute, like it's like a Game Boy size screen or a DS. But yeah, they were great. Just it was something different to watch movies on the go. It was very cool to do. And obviously now, I think we're in an era now where people would just watch something on the phone, and I get that. I don't think I've ever, maybe once I've watched something on, I watch YouTube stuff on my phone sometimes, but I never would go out my way to watch it, like a movie or Netflix on the phone. I just like, even in my day job, and if it was like a bit of like time to pass away, I would not get out of the phone and be like, let's watch a movie. So it's not for me, but each to their own. But yeah, for me, it is the portable DVD player. Fantastic Four has had the big reveal this past week of, you know, it's announced the cast members, the date of release for this movie, and the kind of like the idea of what this, the setting for this movie is. So I've got the cast list. We've got Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn, who is in Stranger Things, he plays Johnny Storm and the Human Torch, and then you've got Ebon Moss Backrack, if I'm saying that right, as the Thing. He was in, I think he's in the Burr TV show, is it? Is it the cooking show? I've never watched it, so I can't say. I know the guy's face. But it's going to be released July 25th next year. You know, I heard them say 2025, and I'm like, wow, that's years away. And I'm thinking, oh, it's 2024 now. So it's a year to go. But they've shown an image on Valentine's Day of the characters in a cartoon form, and obviously announced the release, the title of the movie, The Fantastic Four. And it's shown the picture, and I was watching an Emergency Awesome video, great channel for movie like teasers, and they tell you like all the behind the scenes stuff. And he mentioned that the Life magazine cover The Thing is reading, it is from the 1960s, I think it's 1963. So the movie is going to be based in 1963 by the sounds of it, or in the 60s. And that is going to be an interesting one. I think it's going to be nice to see. That's going to be something different, having like that period drama a bit, you know, like it's going back in time. Whether they come from the future or they come from the past and move to the future at some point, because they're going to obviously link up with the rest of the MCU. I think it'd be kind of cool if they went back into the past and then went into the future, maybe. I like do that sort of thing. And like, I think that'd be great to see. But I'm looking forward to it. I think Pedro Pascal, I was kind of thinking, because they had that John Krasinski play Reed Richards in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, and I think he was a big fan casting, and I thought that was great to see at the time. I thought he could have potentially done the role as well. But Pedro Pascal, Mandalorian, Last of Us, he's been in a few different movies over the years, Game of Thrones. I think he's got a great pedigree to work with Marvel. He is obviously Star Wars. I think he's a great choice, personally. I think he's a steady pair of hands. I think they've got the guy, I think it's Matt Shakman, who directed WandaVision. So he's done a lot of them sort of thing, the shows in that, where it was based in like the 60s, the 50s. So I think it'll be exciting. I think it's going to be good. I think Fantastic Four has not really been done justice in movie form, live action form in the past. So it'll be nice to see a live action, and hopefully it works. I think they've got the right cast there, really good cast. And I'm excited to see it. I think it's going to be somewhat different. And I think it's like a new sort of era for Marvel moving forward over the next year or two. So I'm looking forward to that. The Fantastic Four, I think it's a great cast. I like the idea of it in the 60s. I think there's going to be a lot of, like, you're going to hear the Beatles and stuff like that. Maybe, you know, like some of that blues music from the time, the early blues music, rock and roll. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be really fun. So this past week as well, we got the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer from the Super Bowl. And to me, this is how you do a trailer. It doesn't give you too much. It's just a nice little tease. We didn't see Wolverine's face. We saw his like silhouette, the back of his head. And they didn't give us too much. And that's what I liked about it. And I'm kind of, again, I say this, I'm going to avoid the rest of the trailers come out, because they probably end up showing stuff I thought like Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness, they've shown way too much. This movie looks great. I think the first two Deadpool movies were really fun movies. I think this is going to be no different. I think it's going to be great having Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds together on screen again in a movie. I'm glad that Hugh Jackman's come back. I know he said he was kind of like retiring after Logan, but Logan and this are going to be night and day, a completely different incarnation of the character. I love that they're bringing the yellow suit in, and obviously they're going to bring the helmet, which has been teased previously, but we've never seen it in live action form, him wearing the suit anyway. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think it's going to be very fun to see. Like I said, the trailer looked brilliant. Him working with the TVA, I think that's going to be very silly. I think we're going to see a bunch of cameos throughout the Marvel, you know, cinematic universe history, and obviously Marvel films that weren't in the MCU, so that's going to be great. So I think it is going to be a great movie. I think it's going to really be a really fun experience. Marvel is only having one movie released this year, which is Deadpool and Wolverine. So I think it's got to be good. It's got to be big. I think it's going to make a lot of money. And I think it's good that Marvel is just doing one movie a year now. I think next year they got the... I don't know if the Thunderbolts is still coming out next year, or if that's been taken the spot by Fantastic Four, or if they're releasing both. But I think that's the way to do it with these movies now. Do one a year for the Marvel movies. I think it brings... You know, there's not too much. It's not oversaturated. And I think for a long time, Marvel was that. And I think they're doing it right now, if that's the case, they're doing it one movie release a year. I think it's the right move for them. So the final topic, the last topic I want to discuss today is The Rock in movies versus WWE. So you'll know if you're a regular viewer of the Movie Cheer Pod, I am a big wrestling fan. Wrestling for me is probably on par with movies, if I'm being honest. I love wrestling. I love reading about wrestling history, listening to podcasts, reading news on wrestling. I'm a wrestling nerd, if I'm being honest. I love it. And this past week, well, we've seen over the past month, really, with the tease for WrestleMania, The Rock has come back to the wrestling world, and now he's very much in a storyline. He's like turned heel with Roman Reigns. He's siding with him against Cody Rhodes. Hashtag we want Cody. Rocky sucks. But I honestly, deep down though, I'm a big Rock fan. I grew up watching The Rock, the People's Champ, trying to do the People's Eyebrow. I still can't do it. And it's for me, I think it's great to see him. And you know, I was looking at what's better, him doing movies though, or him doing WWE? Because he's had a few great movies, but he's like one of the highest paid actors in Hollywood. You know, the Fast and the Furious movies are great with him in. Black Adam wasn't great, and that kind of, I think they were relying on that, he was relying on that to be his big sort of meal ticket for movie-wise for the next couple of years. It didn't pan out. But I don't know, I think he's great in movies, but I think it's nice, if I'm being honest, to see The Rock kind of doing a bit of WWE now, because it's kind of what he's doing now in WWE is very, sorry, I've got a runny nose, guys. He's kind of like bringing that movie world and movie dynamic to the stories of WWE, which is great. And obviously WWE is drama. For me, it's like live action movies, storytelling with, you know, with action sports. I know it's all predetermined. I'm not unaware of that, but it's fun. But I think it'll be nicer. I think him doing WWE for a bit is great to see. I think he's definitely getting buzz around at the moment. People are liking his heel, his bad guy character. And yeah, I think it'll be great. I do like him in movies though still. I think The Rock is made for the movies too. But at this moment in time, I'm more excited to see The Rock in WWE, even being honest, as a wrestling fan and a movie fan. I'll gladly see him in more movies, but for now, this time being, I think he is in the right spot in the world wrestling entertainment. So that's it for another edition of Quick Topics. Let me know all of your thoughts on this episode's topics, ladies and gents. What do you think, The Rock in movies or WWE? What is your pick for that? Fantastic Four, what do you think? And DVD prices, will they rise, ladies and gents? Let me know all your thoughts. Thank you very much for watching. Remember to spread a bit of movie cheer. And as always, I will see you next time.